In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we welcome you this morning. And we see that you were not frightened off by all those snowflakes coming down. We were concerned that our numbers might be small this morning, but this is a good representation. And we're glad that you're here. We're thankful that you're here. In this place of prayer and worship, a place where we have love and concern by our fellow brothers and sisters, and a place of forgiveness. Welcome to the house of the Lord. If we believe our goal each day is to be the best we can possibly be, and we want to be good followers of our Lord and Savior, we must know that our sins sometimes get in the way of our progress. And the service we have today is one of those times when we can ask the Lord to take away those sins from us, and we can leave those here at the altar of the Lord, and we can go out this day and try to the best of our ability to maintain that level of spiritual quality that you seek in your life. We know it's important. But there's one passage that I always think of when I think of forgiveness. And it may be, for our eternal salvation, the most important passage in the Scriptures as it came directly from our Lord. And he's speaking in the 11th chapter of Mark. He said, "Our Lord speaks of this time and what he wants us to do when he says, 'When you pray, forgive others, so your heavenly Father will forgive you.'" And then, beloved, it gets pretty serious when he says, "If you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive you." That's pretty strong, and it's pretty much right to the point. And when he taught them how to pray, he said, "If you want your trespasses forgiven, you must forgive those who trespassed against you. And you must do it in that order. First, forgive them to be forgiven." This morning, as members of the Restoration Church, we partake of these emblems because we've been baptized and confirmed by one who is in authority. And because of this covenant, this very special covenant, which ministers to the unity of the church, we ask only that members of this church partake. God blesses each and every one of us every day, all of us, and we are glad that you're here today, both members and guests. Let us together pray in our silent prayers and our open prayers of those things that are important to our Heavenly Father. And he will know the sincere desires of your heart. We welcome you here this morning. We thank you for being here. And as we go into the service this morning, we know that our prayers are with our brother Tony. And we pray, Father, for him, and we pray for each other. And we ask that Spirit, that wonderful Spirit that always attends us when we have that sincere desire to be with us this hour.
Our Heavenly Father, it's with joyful hearts that we have gathered here this day, Father, to come and to praise thy holy name and to give honor to thy name and to remember thy Son, Father, and the sacrifice that he made for us. And it is on this occasion, Father, that we are reminded that all too often we fall short, stumble, and do not come near that mark that was set for us by thy Son. And we are thankful, Father, that thou art truly a forgiving and loving Father, that we can come to thee and seek forgiveness when we do fall short and stumble. So we pray, Father, that you would be with us this day, be with our speaker. And we know, Father, that you have blessed him in his preparation and will continue to bless him in this hour ahead. We pray, Father, that the message that we receive this day might be written on our hearts, that we might profit by it, Father, and be able to carry it with us, Father, and to be a better people as a result. So we commit this service to thee, Father, and we do so in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful for all that thou has given us and the many things that we have. Pray that thou would bless those who give and those who would. Pray that thou would bless these monies offered to meet the needs of the branch. We're thankful for this snow and the moisture this past couple of days. For this we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
For a scripture reading this morning, I've chosen a passage from Mosiah, the 8th chapter, verses 33 through 36. And after all this, and after working many mighty miracles among the children of men, he shall be led, yea, even as Isaiah said, as sheep before the shear is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Yea, even so he shall be led, crucified and slain, the flesh becoming subject unto death, the will of the Son being swallowed up in the will of the Father. And thus God breaketh the bands of death, having gained the victory over death, giving the Son power to make intercession for the children of men. Having ascended into heaven, having the bowels of mercy being filled with compassion toward the children of men. May the Lord's Spirit be with us this day as we do this in remembrance of Him. First of all, it's good to see Julia here. I believe this is her first sacrament here at Buckner, and so it's a privilege to get to share that with her. But first, I'd like to start off by reading out of Matthew, the 26th chapter, verses 22 through 25. And this is Jesus talking with his disciples here at the Last Supper, where he instituted this sacred sacrament we have before us today. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and broke it and blessed it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this in remembrance of my body, which I give a ransom for you. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this in remembrance of my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for as many shall believe on my name for the remission of their sins. And I give unto you a commandment, that ye shall observe to do the things which ye have seen me do, and bear record of me unto the end. And so we do this today, as we have been commanded to. We are here for three purposes today, I feel. The first is this is almost like a memorial service, to remember the sacrifice, the death, and even the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hung upon that cross and died for me, and he died for you. You know, it's wisdom that we have this service once a month to remind us of that sacrifice. It's wisdom we have it once a month instead of every week. Because perhaps maybe if we had it every week, we would lose sight of the importance of the sacrament. I had an experience a few months ago. And it was in a communion prayer service, like we had this morning. And I was looking upon the table. I was thinking about the emblems and the white cloth, and that all that goes into this service. And as I was thinking of that, my mind went to another service. And this was the graveside service of our brother Kenny Butterworth. And see, Kenny was in the Navy. And I'd never been to a military graveside or funeral for that sake before. And it was such a moving experience. And as those naval officers were there in their pure white pressed uniforms, and that flag was draped over that coffin. And as those officers took that flag off the coffin there, they were very neat to fold it with precision and accuracy. And I was so impressed by that. Then they presented this flag, which with the stars showing, which represent that we are one nation under God. And the officer knelt and presented this flag to Kathleen. And this is what he said. On behalf of the President of the United States, a grateful nation, and a proud Navy, this flag is presented as a token of our appreciation for the honorable and faithful service rendered by your loved one to his country and his Navy. As my mind continued to think about this and think about this service that we have before us today, there are so many similarities. You know, I was a deacon for many years, and the deacons don't take lightly preparing these emblems. They take great care. And also our deacons, when they place this cloth, just as those soldiers placed that flag over Kenny, they do it with precision and carefulness. And our deacons will also come up and remove this flag and fold it white cloth and fold it neatly. And we too will kneel, as that officer did, to show our honor and respect for this Jesus Christ. And I found myself asking, you know, why I feel like the Lord maybe showed me this. And this is what came to me. Jesus served his Father as a soldier serves his nation, honorably, faithfully, and endured to the end with a love for all people. And in that moment, he was telling me that I needed to serve Jesus, the Christ, more honorably, more faithfully, and endure to the end. And maybe he's telling you this today, that you need to serve him with more honor and more faithfulness and endure to the end. We must not take this service lightly. In John, the 15th chapter, the 13th verse, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And certainly Jesus Christ did that for us, and certainly as soldiers do that for us. And I don't think he's asking us to physically lay down our lives today. But I think he is asking us to lay down those things in our lives that separate us from him. Because those things that separate us from him dishonor him and don't show him the respect, and it weakens our faith. In the Doctrine and Covenants, the 17th chapter. So the first reason I feel we are here today is remember that sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The second reason is to remember our baptismal covenant that we made in the waters of baptism. And in section 17, verse 7, and again, by way of commandment to the church concerning the manner of baptism, all those who humble themselves before God and desire to be baptized and come forth with broken hearts and contrite spirits, and witness before the church that they have truly repented of all their sins, and are willing to take upon them the name of Jesus Christ, having a determination to serve him to the end, and truly manifest by their works that they have received the Spirit of Christ unto remission of their sins, and shall be received by baptism unto his church. Many of those things we just read there we'll find in the communion prayers. We are to approach this service with broken heart and contrite spirit. And we are to remember that covenant which we have made in the waters of baptism, to take upon us his name. We think that's easy, but it's not. How many times in our lives have we been presented that opportunity to shy away from taking upon us his name? We are called on to always remember him. If we always remember him, we'll have that determination to serve him to the end. And we're also called to keep his commandments. And if we keep his commandments, our works will show that. You know, I remember when I was baptized, August 31st, 1985. And as young children, we might not quite understand everything. But one thing I remember is I went down into those waters and I came up. Everything seemed brighter. The lights, everything. I felt that newness of life. I felt that the old man had been buried. A new person had risen up. And we're here to remember what Jesus did for us and remember that covenant. But in this process, we can be renewed and feel cleansed if we come before him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. In 2 Nephi, the 13th chapter, I'd like to read a few verses. Starting in verse 24. For the gate by which ye should enter is repentance and baptism, by water, and then cometh the remission of your sins by fire and by the Holy Ghost. And then are ye in the straight and narrow path which leads to eternal life. Yea, ye have entered in by the gate, and ye have done according to the commandments of the Father and of the Son. And ye have received the Holy Ghost, which witnesses of the Father and of the Son, unto the fulfilling of the promise which he hath made, that if ye enter in by the way, ye should receive. And now, my beloved brethren, after ye have gotten into the straight and narrow path, I would ask you, is all done? And he's asking you today, is all done? Behold, I say unto you, nay, for ye have not come thus far, save it were by the word of Christ, with unshaken faith in him, relying wholly upon the merits of him who is mighty to save. Wherefore, ye must press forward with steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope and love of God and of all men. Wherefore, if ye shall press forward, feasting upon the word of Christ, and endure to the end, behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life. And now behold, my beloved brethren, this is the way, and there is no other way nor name given under heaven whereby man can be saved in the kingdom of God. And now behold, this is my doctrine of Christ, and the only and true doctrine of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, which is one God without end. Amen. And as we remember the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we remember that covenant we made in the waters of baptism, he's calling us to press forward with steadfastness and have that perfect hope and a love for him and a love for all man. So in this service today, we're remembering the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're remembering that covenant we made with him in the waters of baptism. And there's one more thing we have to consider today. We have to examine ourselves, that we might be found worthy to partake of these emblems. And let me define worthiness for you, if you would allow me to. Worthiness is having the right attitude towards your fellow man, towards the church, and towards God. Do you have that right attitude today towards your fellow man, towards the church, and towards your God? Last communion service was a lot like this. I think Joe was in charge, and there wasn't too many people here either. As I came for the prayer service before that, my father was presiding, and the person I was helping couldn't show up because of the weather, so he grabbed me, and so I assisted him up front here. And something happened to me that never happened to me before. As I was sitting in that prayer service, the Lord let me see a little bit into an individual's life. And he told me that before the next service, I needed to tell that individual something. And he told me that I needed to tell them to forgive. And forgive is forgetting. And that was hard for me to do, but I followed through with that. You see, the Lord wanted that individual to know
that he or she needed to forgive. Otherwise, that person would be taking the sacrament unworthily. Now think about Jesus upon the cross. What was his attitude? Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Jesus had the right attitude. Over the past 2 years, the Lord's taught me something very valuable. It's been painful at times and not comfortable. But he's taught me a little bit about this, the condition of our hearts. And he's taught me if someone's wronged you or hurt you or said something that's hurt you, he doesn't want you that to well up inside of you. He's not concerned about how that person feels about you. He's concerned about how you feel and hear about that person. When we don't have that pure heart within us, it affects all aspects of our lives. It affects our ministry. It affects our relationships with our friends, brothers and sisters, our companions, our children, our jobs. It affects everything in our lives. Once again, I think about Jesus on the cross. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. So brothers and sisters, as we have this supper placed before us this day, may we remember the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what he did on that cross for you and for me. And let us remember our covenant and baptism to always take upon us his name, to always remember him, and to keep his commandments. And thirdly, let us come before him in these last moments with the right attitude, with the pure heart, that we might partake of this sacrament worthily.
We are about to have the emblem served to us. First of all, the bread, which the prayer will be given by Elder Dan Brown, and after which our pastor, Bob, will come to where Julia is at. There she is. And serve her communion. And then we will serve you, the congregation. So as nearly as possible, as the bread is asked, as the bread is being blessed by Elder Brown, that you would kneel facing the emblems.
O God, the Eternal Father, we ask in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this bread to the souls of all those who partake of it, that they may eat it in remembrance of the body of thy Son, and witness unto thee, O God, the Eternal Father, that they are willing to take upon them the name of thy Son, and always remember him and keep his commandments which he has given them, that they may always have his Spirit to be with them. Amen.
If you could kneel once again facing the altar here as we ask Jim Schimmel, our elder in the church, to give the prayer on the blessing of the wine.
O God, the Eternal Father, we ask thee in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this wine to the souls of all those who drink of it, that they may do it in remembrance of the blood of thy Son, which was shed for them, that they may witness unto thee, O God, the Eternal Father, that they do always remember him, that they may have his Spirit to be with them. Amen.
Has everyone been served that wanted to receive the bread and the wine? There's one announcement that our pastor has asked me to make, and I couldn't find any place to do this in the service, but he wanted me to make note of it before his remarks, and that is that there will be no services here this evening, and we'll look forward to seeing all of you again at our next service here Wednesday evening.
Because this is a special and a very good and joyous day for our little sister Julia, it's good for each of us. That's one of the things I enjoy so much about this band of the Lord's followers, that we joy with each other and we sorrow with each other and we care about each other. And a thought has occurred to me many times that the cause of the kingdom, it's easy on Sunday to come together and be at our best. But the cause of the kingdom will occur from Monday through Saturday. I encourage each of us to carry what we have gained this day home with us, and to make a special point to challenge ourselves each day to stay as a testimony and a witness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ each and every day of the week. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we come to you at the close of this service thankful for this opportunity to consider, even from ancient day, the sacrifice of your Son, and to consider our desire to be a member of the Church of the Firstborn, and thankful for the lives of each one of our brothers and sisters that you have bound us together with. Knowing that there are many, many across this land, that we look forward to the day when we are bound together with them. We ask, Lord, a blessing upon each and every one here, that we may have a great desire to serve Thee each day and to seek Thee out. For we know of your promise that if we seek thee out, we will find you. So I pray, Lord, that as each one goes about their work this week, that we might all be keenly aware of you presiding over our lives. Help us to be aware of those promptings, and then help us to act upon them and gain faith and your favor. We ask these blessings and look forward to each time we can meet together here. And we thank you for your love and for your salvation. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Lord God, our Father, we give you thanks and praise for the many blessings of our life, and as we draw a close to this very special service, we've come together in remembrance as a memorial of the sacrifice of a life that's been laid down for us, as our Savior has died to intercede for our shortcomings. And we pray, O God, that each one here might know that there's great searching that takes place throughout all the lives that are present. And we pray that we might have discernment in the directions we would go. And we pray, O God, that we might shake off the coals from our garments, that we might be made clean and white by the blood of thy Son and our Savior Jesus Christ, and that we might be enlisted for this great cause, the cause of the kingdom, that we might go out into this world this week and be a light into the world, that your Spirit might give us that energy and that fuel, that others might see us, and pray, O God, that our flame might be bright, that others might see it and ask, what is it? And that we would always stand ready to give an answer in meekness and fear of the hope that lies within us. And that hope is your Son, Jesus Christ. So give us the strength to stand fast in our faith, O God. For we know not the trials that lie before us this week, but we know that you shall be with us. Bless each one here and those that cannot attend. And though we will not meet in this house tonight, we pray, O God, that the Lord's Day would be a holy day, a day of remembrance, a day of thanksgiving, a day of love. Be with us now as we part, in the name of thy Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.